Sunday morning, 7/9/23. This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. The title of this is The History of the World. The beast system started in Genesis 3. I think we can all agree on that. It set in motion the curse in the earth. Through the new birth, Jesus is saying, I gave every man, woman, boy, and girl the right to become a son of God and to live under the blessing just as I set in place for Adam. Now we know what happened. That's what he did. And then in Genesis 3, we know what happened. What the devil did and tricked the man and the woman out of their inheritance. The beast system has been here all along, and I've knocked it down a few times when my people would repent for their waywardness and ask me to help them. Second Chronicles talks about if my people are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, you know, turn from their wicked ways, and I'll come and heal their land. Because of unrighteousness, this system has infiltrated the seven mountains of influence. Now, we've read many times in Revelation chapter 17 about the seven mountains of influence. And what the woman on the beast represents. It's this beast system that we've been under. So many have not this understanding of what is plainly laid out in God's Word. Okay, Daniel chapter 4, we're going to look at that a moment. I want to pick up, well, I guess we'll go ahead and read it. This start with one here. It says, Nebuchadnezzar the king, unto all people, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. I thought it good to show the signs and wonders that the high God hath wrought toward me, how great are his signs and how mighty are his wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion is from generation to generation. I, Nebuchadnezzar, was at rest in mine house and flourishing in my palace. I saw a dream which made me afraid, and the thoughts upon my bed and the visions of my head troubled me. Therefore made I a decree to bring in all the wise men of Babylon before me, that they might make known unto me the interpretation of the dream. Then came in the magicians, the astrologers, the Chaldeans, and the soothsayers, and I told the dream before them, but they did not make known unto me the interpretation thereof. But at the last, Daniel came in before me, whose name was Belshazzar, according to the name of my God, and in whom is the spirit of the holy gods. And before him I told the dream, saying, O Belshazzar, master of the magicians, because I know that the spirit of the holy gods is in thee, and no secret troubleth thee, tell me the visions of my dream that I have seen, and the interpretation thereof. Thus were the visions of my head and my bed. I saw, and behold, a tree in the midst of the earth, and the height thereof was great. The tree grew and was strong, and the height thereof reached unto heaven, and the sight thereof to the end of all the earth. Some people believe this was a literal tree. You know, a lot of they show pictures of all these massive, look like Devil's Peak, that were actually trees. The leaves thereof were fair, and the fruit thereof much, and in it was meat for all. The beast of the field had shadow under it. The fowls of the heaven dwelt in the boughs thereof, and all flesh was fed of it. I saw in the visions of my head upon my bed, and behold, a watcher and a holy one came down from heaven. He cried aloud and said, thus, hewn down the tree and cut off his branches, shake off his leaves and scatter his fruit. Let the beast get away from under it and the fowls from his branches. Nevertheless, leave the stump of his roots in the earth, even with the band of iron and brass in the tender grass of the field. Because of what Satan did in Genesis 3, the root had to stay. Y'all see that? Even with the band of iron and brass in the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beast in the grass of the earth. Let his heart be changed from man's, and let a man's heart be given unto him, and let seven times pass over him. This matters by the decree of the watchers and demand and demand by the word of the holy ones the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men and giveth it to whomsoever he will, and setteth up over it the basis of men. This dream I, King Nebuchadnezzar, have seen. Now thou, O Belshazzar, declare the interpretation thereof, for as much as all the wise men of my kingdom are not able to make known unto me the interpretation, but thou art able, for the spirit of the holy gods is in thee. Well, this is the Babylonian system, this tree, this root, that we see rising up all through Scripture, and God has knocked down. He did Nebuchadnezzar. He did his son Belshazzar. We know about Egypt. This is that tree that keeps recurring, keeps coming back, keeps filling the earth. Yeah? All right. Luke 3:9. Jesus made this statement. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Every tree therefore which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. This is the destruction of the Babylonian system. This is what happened in Genesis 3. This is what has had us, well, since that time, under what we've been under in all the past generations of the earth. I mean, there's times that God, you know, he heard the cry at Sodom and Gomorrah. It was so bad, he went. He took it out. He took it out in Babel. Oh, Nimrod's bunch. Took out Pharaoh and his bunch. They were all part of this system. Jesus brought the way out from under the curse. Galatians 3:13 says that we were redeemed from the curse of the law. God is about to root out of the earth all that are not his. You know what this last purging will be? This last purging, that's what it's going to be. He's going to root out all evil. That tree's coming out. All the roots are coming out. He's laying the axe to this tree. This time it will not be like the times of the past. In the past, the root remained in the ground. This time, the axe will be laid to the root. We will have a clean foundation. The beast and his system will be no more. The only time this will reoccur is when he's left loosed from the pit for a season. This is the message to Israel, whoever is born again, no matter slave or free, male or female, Jew or Gentile. We're all Israel. Like it or not. Get over yourselves. All right, Isaiah 37. Really, the history of the world is not so mysterious, is it? It's all laid out right here in the Bible. If people would just read it. And we see bits and pieces scattered throughout the Word, especially the Old Covenant. Isaiah 37:31. And the remnant that is escaped of the house of Judah shall again take root downward and bear fruit upward. For out of Jerusalem shall go forth a remnant, and they that escape out of Mount Zion, the zeal of the Lord of hosts, shall do this. Let's see how many. Okay, I'll just read those two. Okay. All right, this goes along with Revelation 7, where he seals those tribes in their foreheads. In Revelation 14, you see his remnants standing with him, Jesus. This is Revelation 14. Verse 1, and I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written in their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. And they sung, as it were, a new song before the throne, before the four beasts and the elders. And no man could learn that song but the 144,000, which were redeemed from the earth. These are they which are not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb wheresoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb, and in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. The beast system has been hidden in plain sight. Many believe today that all of the extraterrestrials, which just means extra land, and remember the Green Man analogy that Juan O'Savin talks about. Satan appeared as a serpent to Eve in the garden. Nothing has changed here. This is where they have hidden their underground operations, using weather warfare, keeping it covered with ice, and banning planes from flying over it, and travel restrictions. They're hidden in plain sight. They think they are so smart, but God, the jig is up. That, you know, there's not much place for them to go anymore. They're being run out. The undergrounds have been sealed up where they were, had all their internet enter workings under there. Okay, a few scriptures. Matthew 10. Fear them not, therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. I figure Antarctica will be settled, because underneath Antarctica, from what I understand, what Admiral Byrd saw, it's lush and green and very, very wonderful land. Yeah. Talk about it. We're overpopulated. We're underpopulated, actually. We don't even occupy even. If Antarctica is big as what we inhabit now, that's a lot of land. All right. Luke 12, 2. For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, even if it's ice, neither hid that shall not be known. And there's a reason there's not going to be any more seas, because they've done all their dirty deeds down into there. They can't no more seas to disguise what they do, like the Olympia. Luke 18. It's really something when you look at the frame. They showed that picture of the supposedly the Titanic, and they show a real picture of the Titanic. It's not the same ship. Luke 18, 17. Verily, verily, now wait a minute. 18, that's right. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise enter therein. Nobody's sneaking in, not this time. This is what the book of Revelation is all about. It is the revelation of their secrets. The word revelation means disclosure. And that's what this book is about. Yeah. Go look it up. We in this nation are in soft disclosure now. It all really began when Donald Trump decided to run for president in 2015. We're living in the day that all creation has been waiting for. Romans 8, 19, about all nature, all creation is groaning for the manifestation of the sons of God. Manifestation there means disclosure in the Strong's. The enemies of Babylon, the Babylonian system, has suppressed us since that day in the garden, but the root is about to be plucked out completely and totally. All right, I've got down here Daniel chapter 2. Let's go see what he's saying in chapter 2. Starting with verse 31 there. Thou, O king, sawest and behold a great image. This great image, whose brightness was excellent, stood before thee, and the form thereof was terrible. This image's head was of fine gold, his breast and his arms of silver, his belly and his thighs of brass, his legs of iron, his feet part of iron and part of clay. Thou sawest till that a stone was cut out without hands. That cornerstone, which smote the image upon his feet that were of iron and clay, and brake them to pieces. Then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, the gold broken to pieces together, and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floors. And the wind carried them away, that no place was found for them. And the stone that smote the image became a great mountain, filled the whole earth. There's the kingdom of God. Jesus is bringing down the Babylonian system. The Revelation 18 talks about Babylon has fallen. Babylon has fallen. Right.